we bring you the 280th weekly broadcast of the famous dramatic feature, The Witch's Tale, written by Alonzo Dean Cole and starring Mr. Barry Williams, Miss Roxanne Dawson, Mr. Ted Levine, Mr. Bill Mooney, Miss Julie Haggerty, Mr. Judd Nelson, Mr. Jess Harnell, Mr. Brian Phelps, and Mr. Mark Thompson.
The Witch's Tale.
And now, let us join Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Today, yes, 110 years old. Well, Satan, we got a pretty cute little bedtime story prepared for the folks this evening. One that'll give them pleasant nightmares when they goes to bed. That's right, Satan. Me and you, and always thinking about people's happiness and comfort. Tell everyone to douse their lights, and we'll get right down to business. That's it. Make it nice and dark and cheerful. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into the deep. And soon you'll see an old-fashioned two-story house on an old-fashioned street in an old New England town. Downstairs in that house, you'll see a pretty girl preparing supper for her father and her sister. The upstairs floor is rented to a man who lives alone. And now begins our tale, The Tenant.
Dad, I have supper almost ready. Will you come and set the table?
Oh, I suppose so.
I hate to ask you, but if I leave my cooking now, something's sure to burn.
That sister of yours is going to get a good talking to from me when she comes in. She knows she's supposed to be home in time to help you with supper. Yet this is the third time this week, and I've had to leave off reading my paper to do her work.
She's probably been kept late at the store.
That store closes at 6 o'clock, don't it?
Jane says they're taking stock in her department now.
Huh. And last week, she had a different explanation. Tonight, I'm going to make her tell me the real reason that she takes these late hours.
Dad, please.
No daughter of mine's gonna pull the wool over my eyes. You remember that, too.
Have I ever attempted to pull the wool over your eyes?
No, I just haven't caught you at it yet.
What on earth has come over you lately, Dad? You've changed terribly in the last several months.
What do you mean?
That you used to be a very pleasant person to live with. You're not anymore.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. You've become grouchy, picky, and downright mean. I have a pretty good idea of why Jane stays away from this home as much as she possibly can. For when I finish teaching school in the afternoon, I hate to come back here to this house by myself, knowing I'll find you with a good-sized chip on your shoulder.
You two girls like to get out and leave me, I suppose, because I've been out of work for the past year. You figure you'll have to support me for the rest of my life, and you want to get out from under.
Dad!
No, I know it's eating you, but so long as I own this house and I have a tenant in those rooms upstairs who pays his rent, I'm not dependent on you. I'm not dependent on you and Jane for a single moment.
Aren't you just a little bit ashamed of yourself?
What? Well, I guess you're not the sort of kids who think much of the money end of things. I don't really think what I said, Gertie.
I know you don't, Dad.
I wonder what's gotten into me lately. I'm always flying off the handle. I don't know why you don't marry that lawyer fella of yours and get as far away from me as you can. He's got himself a good job as assistant DA now, and there's no reason for you to put off marrying him any longer.
There's the reason.